Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, and we're going straight for that Jack Jungle feel, the kind of restless forward motion you get in classic breaks and modern rollers. The secret isn't just the kick and snare pattern, it's the ghost notes and, more importantly, how you layer them, shape them, and arrange them like an atmosphere that evolves across the drop. By the end, you'll have three pieces working together: a main break layer that stays punchy and clear, a ghost note layer that creates the shuffle engine, and a ghost air layer that's literally the reverb and room texture printed to audio, so you can treat it like a pad that perfectly follows your drums. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. Now open the groove pool too, because we're going to separate swing between layers, and that's where a lot of the magic lies. Create three audio tracks, one named Break Main, one named Break Ghost, and one named Ghost Air Print. Then make two return tracks. Return A called Ghost Verb, return B called Ghost Room. Finally, group Break Main and Break Ghost into a group called Break Bus. That routing choice matters. The whole philosophy here is control first, blue later. Ghosts work best when you can push and pull them independently, then bring them back together on the bus. Now choose a break, Amen style, think, hot pants, whatever you like, as long as it has internal detail. Drop it into Break Main. In the clip view, turn Warp on. For a clean general purpose result, use Complex Pro. If you want that rawr chop transient vibe, use Beats mode, set Preserve to Transients, and try keeping Transient Loop mode off so it doesn't start doing weird machine gun loops unless you want it. Get the timing right, but don't over-edit. The goal is for the main snare to land cleanly on beats 2 and 4. If you have to, do a warp from here straight, then use just a few warp markers to line up the obvious anchors. Too many warp markers is one of the fastest ways to kill the natural shuffle that makes a break feel alive. Now process Break Main with a clean, punch-focused chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless sub-rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450. Then a small lift in the 3 to 7K range for snap. Just a touch. If you overdo that lift, you'll make the ghosts and the reverb harsh later, and you'll end up fighting yourself. Next, drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8, and push the transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 25. Keep boom off for now, or extremely subtle and tune low if you really know you need it. Then saturator. Soft sign mode. Drive 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to make the break speak consistently. Cool. That's your authority layer. Now we build the engine. Break Ghost. Here's the fast, gritty method that gets you very close to classic jungle behavior. Duplicate Break Main to Break Ghost. Drop the clip gain down a lot. Start at minus 12 dB, and don't be afraid to go to minus 18 or minus 20. Remember, ghost notes shouldn't announce themselves. They should pressure the groove from underneath. Now add a gate on Break Ghost. You're going to set the threshold so only the smaller hits tick through. Attack fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond, hold around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release around 40 to 120 milliseconds, return can be very short, like 0 to 20 milliseconds. The point is to shave away the big obvious hits and reveal the inner percussion, pat ticks, stick noises, little snare tail artifacts. That's the jungle nerve system. After the gate, add auto filter. Set it to band pass. Sweep the frequency somewhere between 700 Hz and 3K until it feels like you've isolated that ticky motion without getting painful. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. If you want the ghost layer to have a bit of dynamic bite, try enabling the filter envelope with a small amount, like 10 to 25, with a short decay. Now pause for a quick coach move. Calibrate the ghost loudness with a mute test. Loop 8 bars. Every 2 bars, toggle the mute on Break Ghost. When you mute it, the groove should lose urgency. It should feel like the loop suddenly got lazy. When you unmute it, you should not hear, oh, there's the ghost track. If you can clearly pick out separate hits, it's too loud. Pull it down by 2 to 6 dB, or shorten the gate release so the ghosts become more like flickers than extra drums. Also, because Break Main and Break Ghost are duplicates, be mindful of phase and timing. Sometimes processing introduces tiny latency differences, and your snare can go from sharp to papery. If the snare crack loses authority when the ghost layer is on, try nudging Break Ghost using track delay by plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. Tiny changes matter. Another fix is to resample the ghost layer so it becomes committed audio and stops shifting around with device latency. Now, we're going to turn the ghost layer into atmosphere. This is the part that makes the lesson atmospheres, not just drum programming. On Break Ghost, Send signal to two returns. On return A, ghost verb, load hybrid reverb, algorithmic or convolution is fine. Set TK around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Add pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the transient stays forward and the tail blooms behind it. High cut around 4 to 7K, low cut around 200 to 600. Then add EQ8 after the reverb and high pass aggressively, somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz. Yes, that high. You're making fog, not mud. If there's harshness, dip 2 to 4K a bit. Then add auto pan after that. Rate it 1/4 or 1/2. Amount 15 to 35%, phase 120 to 180 degrees. That makes the ghost air gently move in the sides without turning your low end into stereo soup. On return B, ghost room, load another hybrid reverb, but short. Decay around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. If you have early reflections controls, push them up a bit so it feels like a tight space. Then a saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive, and EQ8 high pass 400 to 900 Hz. If it's fizzy, shelf down a touch above 10K. Now set the send amounts on break ghost to be subtle. This is another place people overdo it. You're not trying to hear reverb on the ghosts. You're trying to feel the room start to breathe when the ghosts happen. Next step, print the air. This is where you level up, because you stop relying only on return automation and start arranging your atmosphere like audio. Set the input of ghost IR print to resampling. Then solo just the returns, either both returns together or one at a time if you want to print separate textures. Record 8 to 16 bars of only the ghost reverb and room. Once recorded, warp the print in Complex Pro. Now treat this like an instrument. Reverse small chunks, like half a bar or a full bar. Add fades and crossfades to make it smooth. And try stretching one moment with warp markers so it pulls eerily for a second, then snaps back. That's the jungle ghost becoming an actual atmosphere bed that perfectly matches your groove, because it was born from it. Now we glue the main and ghost layers together on the break bus, but we keep it controlled. Add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not trying to flatten it, you're trying to make it feel like one performance. Then EQ8 in mid/side mode. High pass the side channel around 120 to 250 Hz to keep the low end tight and mono compatible. If you want sparkle, a slight side lift around 6 to 10K is nice, but be tasteful. Then a limiter as a safety catch, ceiling at minus 0.5 dB. Don't smash, just protect. Quick production mindset, if you're using separate modern one-shot kick and snare on top, consider keeping those outside the break bus. Let the break provide motion. Let the one-shots provide authority. Now arrangement. This is where ghost notes stop being a loop trick and become a drop storytelling tool. Here's a solid 16-bar macro plan. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it clean and tight. Ghosts subtle, room send minimal. Bars 5 to 8. Increase the room send a bit. The groove feels more urgent without changing the pattern. Bars 9 to 12, bring in longer verb tails. That's where the atmosphere starts to grow and the drop feels like it opens up. Bars 13 to 16, pull the ghosts down briefly, then slam them back. Contrast is energy. What do you automate? Specifically, on break ghost, don't rely only on clip gain. Put a utility first in the chain and treat it like your ghost fader. Automate that gain. Start around minus 18 dB and rise toward minus 12 dB by bar 9. Automate send A, the long verb. Start at 0 and creep up to maybe 8 to 18% in bars 9 to 12, depending on how intense your return is. Automate the auto filter frequency on the ghosts. A subtle sweep over 8 bars, like 1.2K up to 2.5K, makes the groove feel like it's opening without you adding more notes. On ghost air print, add an auto filter high pass early in the drop. Keep it thinner, like 600 to 1K. After bar 9, move it down into 250 to 500 so the fog gets bigger. Then put a utility on the air print and automate width from about 80% to 120% over time, but don't widen the lows. Keep the low end disciplined. Now a classic jungle microfill trick that doesn't need risers. At the end of every 4 or 8 bars, take a half bar of ghost air, reverse it, fade it in quickly, and send it harder into the long verb. It creates that suction. Like the room inhales, then the downbeat punches. If you want to go even deeper, try two ghost lanes. One track for Hattie Ticks, filtered higher with a short room. Another track for Snare Drag Artifacts, filtered lower with a longer verb. Then alternate which one is louder every 2 bars. That gives you call and response without changing your main break. Another advanced trick, negative ghosting. Remove ghosts right before the snare, like the last 16th before beats 2 and 4. That tiny gap makes the snare feel louder and sharper, because your ear gets a moment of space. And if you want a signature moment, do a skitter burst once every 4 to 8 bars. Duplicate a tiny region of ghosts, consolidate it, warp it in beats mode, and mess with preserve so it gets grainy and frantic for just an instant. Use it sparingly. One burst can define the groove. 5 bursts can ruin it. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If the ghosts are too loud, they're not ghosts anymore. If you can identify them as a separate beat, bring them down. If your reverb has too much low mid, especially around 300 Hz, you'll get that muddy soup that kills punch. High pass your returns hard. If you apply the same groove to everything equally, the impact smears. Groove the ghosts more than the main break, or keep the main totally rigid and only groove the ghosts. That combo often feels insanely fast while still hitting hard. And watch stereo low end. Wide ghosts are fine, but mono the lows with mid slash side EQ or keep width automation away from bass heavy content. Let's wrap with a 15 to 20 minute practice run you can do right now.